Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So, the Gauteng Care Crisis Committee, representing non-profit organisation in the province of Gauteng, wants the Social Development Department to explain what happened to NPO funding, amongst other things. On the line with us is chairperson of the Gauteng Care Crisis Committee, Lisa Fetton. Lisa, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for talking to us. Lisa, just give us a sense of how far back do your concerns go?
Well, they really began on the 1st of April 2024 when the new financial year kicked into gear across the province. And why that was an auspicious date was that by then many organisations should have known by then from the department if their services were going to be funded or not, and could obviously renew workplace contracts, do all the necessary things they needed to do to keep their services running. And that was not the case. And there were no answers forthcoming from the department. People who, for organizations that were running facilities, I think for people with quite severe disabilities, it became very worrying because they were running out of food to be able to provide to their residents as well. Hello?
No, we hear Lisa.
Oh, sorry. As well as their staff could no longer come to work because they hadn't been paid by then for almost 2 months. So a serious crisis was starting to emerge. And at that point, we then went to court and got a first court order against the department, which instructed them to tell organizations if they were going to be funded or not. Mm. If they were going to be funded, to give them contracts and then to pay them.
So,
and and it's been a struggle since to get those three things done.
So the 2024-2025 budget announced by the Premier was very clear that there will be a cut in budget from 2.4 billion to 1.8 billion rand. Mm. One would then anticipate that when that happens, they would themselves adjust how many people they approve. But it seems to me like that adjustment didn't happen. So you have people, I'm told, who were, you know, just promised these contracts, or at least given contracts, some even verbally so, but yet the department knew that it couldn't honour all of these.
This is exactly the problem. I think it's where we need to have some accountability. Mm. Is that the panel of external consultants who were appointed to make these decisions were not social workers, didn't work in the NPO sector, didn't seem to be familiar with funding. So they did things like give a child and youth care centre a third of what it usually got and gave other organizations three times the amount they requested. Mm. So it was very serious. So they would have had to fund it, to the figures they initially sent us, at least 764 organizations, the same amount they funded last year. And as you're pointing out, there was a 223 million rand cut. And on top of that, they still appears to have approved another 300 organizations, mm. So well over 1,000 with less money. So, very bizarre.
I mean, you made reference to the number of times the court have actually, you know, instructed them to do something, to pay, and they haven't honoured any of that. They appeared today, but again, it seems like they only responded very, very late. I think on Sunday, I'm told. And so what happened then?
Well, because we got affidavits at 11:30 on Sunday night to appear in court in court on Monday at 10 a.m., the matter obviously had to be postponed. Mm. So I think the most important thing about those affidavits was that there was finally an acknowledgement that the department has not done what it should to comply.
So it was an acknowledgement and an apology. Did it go any further?
Well, there was a commitment to do better. I mean, we'll have to see on Friday if that's going to be the case. Mm. Because there have been numerous apologies along the way, and yes, we'll do this, and if we find ourselves back in front of the judge.
Lisa, are you confident? I mean, when we look at the facts in front of us, I just mentioned earlier, you know, how much money they have at their disposal. You've just also mentioned the fact that we've got an additional 300 recipients that have just been approved. I mean, how possible is it that they're going to be able to honour all these approvals?
I don't know, and this is part of why we want a report. If we want to know what money is actually available, we want to know who was approved. There were some very bad decisions made by the panel, I must say. So, you know, I do think there's scope for the department to be re-looking at priorities. Mm. Do you know, if you gave an organization a contract for 12 months and they went ahead and did the work, and then in January 2025 you say, we're only paying you for 3 months, you can't do that. It's illegal. There is a lot of very difficult legal stuff that's going to have to be sorted out, and some kind of compromises are going to have to be made here.
How many, roughly, organizations are we looking at here, Lisa, that are affected? Yeah,
it's hard to say, and that's why we've asked for the report.
Mm.
We know that last year, they say they funded 764. Mm. So by December last year, with our third court order, we managed to get the last of those 764 finally paid. But there are these other 300 who are new organizations who have promised funding. The department then promised to pay 101 of them. So we still need to see the figures for that, who those organizations are, what the amounts are. And of course, they only promised that 100 3 months funding.
Hmm.
So there are some very, very difficult conversations ahead.
And I mean, you know, to your point earlier, the reality on the ground is that you really have homes who are now struggling to feed, you know, people who they're housing.
I think those are the very urgent cases, and I think those are the ones we really push to have paid first.
Hmm.
I mean, the organizations who are left are still providing important services.
Hmm.
So some, for instance, are providing meals every day to the person, various social activities to ensure that they still feel included, wanted, and stimulated. Then you've also got children's drop-in centres, where children get fed every day. There are a number there that have not been paid. Organisations for deaf people to provide crucial translation services in courts and police stations. Victim empowerment services to assist rape survivors at police stations, for instance. So those services still remain outstanding. And that's where the fight will be on Friday, when we have to go back to court.
Sure. Appreciate you giving us that update. Lisa Fetton is chairperson of the Gauteng Care Crisis Committee. As she said, they'll be back in court on Friday, and then obviously we'll see, perhaps on Monday, you know, what the court had to say.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.